We're playing games with Nico Santos from Superstore and Zeke Smith from Survivor. Okay, Zeke, I have to ask you this. Is there anything from your Survivor contestant skills that is applicable to now?
Oh my goodness. Here's the thing about Survivor is like, you know, it has a definite endpoint. So right, you can get voted out at any time, but you know, at least like 39 days and I'm out of here.
Yeah.
You know, I do have a backpack with a machete and fire starting material in case things really like go down the toilet. So it's good for backup skills, but I don't know that I any of my Survivor skills directly apply here.
It's great having Zeke as a partner during this pandemic because he is prepared.
I've got 14 gallons of water, a hand crank radio, a sunshine, a solar-powered phone charger. Like, we were like, we're ready.
Like, how am I going to fit this all in my Gucci backpack? I don't think it's going to fit.
I guess you'll need another Gucci backpack. That's the solution,
you know what?
Right there.
I guess I do.
Yeah, that's the solution. Okay, so this next game is, you know, it's kind of tricky. So you are going to work together as a team, which I feel like you want to do anyways. Yes. It's called Wisdom of the Crowd. So we've asked our social media followers to guess various quantities. For example, how many bumps are there on a basketball? Like things that nobody just knows.
Right.
Okay. Right. And then we calculated the median of their guesses because people always write and complain to us about using average instead of median. So I just want to explain that we're using the median, which is the middle value. And the average, of course, is the sum. And then you divide the number by the number of items that you have in your data sets. Just so you know, people, we get it. So I'm going to ask you the same questions and we're going to find out who comes closer to the real answer, you or the crowd. Okay, so here's your first one. Every summer in Paris, the heat causes the iron in the Eiffel Tower to expand. How many inches does the Eiffel Tower grow every summer?
I want to say 7 inches.
Wait, that, 7? Really?
Yeah.
That feels like a lot. But I guess the Eiffel Tower is
a
huge...
A lot of metal.
It's a lot
we can
of
go,
metal.
Do you think more like 4 inches is more appropriate?
Why don't we split the difference and say 5?
5? Okay.
Yeah, 5.
We'll say 5 inches.
I love the way you worked that out. That was beautiful. Okay, so your guess is 5. Our listeners guessed 6 inches. And the actual answer is 6 inches. So basically, but you were all just there. You were all in the right place. The Eiffel Tower is 984 feet tall, but the height changes slightly due to thermal expansion. And then engineers account for that in the Eiffel Tower and other structures with expansion joints. So they absorb seasonal expansion and contraction.
That's amazing. I never thought of that.
I know. We're bringing also back so many concepts from high school that I haven't revisited since then.
I know.
She's like, you were like, mean, median, and mode. And I was like, oh my God, I know what those things are.
You're breaking
like,
a
yeah,
cold
when
sweat.
It's cold, like, you know, atoms stick closer together. When it's hot, they are more energetic. Like, this is what I come to NPR for.
Well, that's right.
We are here for you.
When they were building the, you know, the St. Louis Arch, that famous arch. So when they were building that, they built two sides and then had to get them to meet in the middle. And on the day that they were going to get them to meet in the middle, one side had the sun shining right on it. And it had expanded by several inches. And they weren't matching up. And so they had to get a bunch of fire trucks out there and spray the thing down with a hose so that it would shrink down enough so that they could join the two sides.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
That's so cool.
Insane.
Yeah.
All right. Here's another one for you. According to NPR's Robert Krulwich, how many eggs does a female octopus lay?
No, he does. Radio Lab, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I just listened to it in the car this morning. The most recent Radio Lab is about an octopus mother.
No kidding.
What?
Yeah.
Well, do you know this answer?
You know the answer.
So do you know the answer?
I don't actually know the answer. I just knew why it was significant.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I want to say 25.
25 eggs.
Yeah.
25 eggs. Is it more than that?
I would go higher as well.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I almost want to say like 50.
I'll go with 50.
50 eggs?
50 eggs.
50 eggs.
You were close to what our listeners guessed. Our listeners guessed 100. The actual answer is 56,000.
56,000?
One or two becomes an actual adult.
Wow.
They must feel very pressured to become a lawyer.
Oh, is the octopus my mom? Is that what's happening?
I know, exactly. Yeah. All right, this is the final one. According to the instruction manual for the original Tamagotchi virtual pet, how many days is the high end of how long you can expect to keep your Tamagotchi alive?
I never played with Tamagotchi.
Never played with Tamagotchi. This is all me. I'm going to say 59 days.
How long did you keep yours alive?
I never had interest more than like 4 or 5 days. And then, you know, well, like you would get like really into it and then it would be the weekend and you forget about it and then you come back and, you know, it would have drowned in its own feces. yeah. You know? Because that was a big part of it, was like cleaning up its poop.
Yeah.
Really? Wait, for real?
Yeah. It was like this little, like, you know, baby on a computer. Like, yeah. Like we have a nap game.
I didn't know that was part of the thing.
And you had to feed it and you had to clean up its poops. And yeah, those were the basic functions.
Right. And you couldn't stop it. Once you started it, you couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
This is why, right? I only played with Barbies, because you don't got to clean up Barbie's poop.
Nope.
Or with the Transformers. Transformers don't poop.
Also do not poop. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So our listeners guessed 100 days, but the amount of days on the high end of how long you can expect to keep your Tamagotchi alive is 23 days. So, yeah, let's see. You got that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the instructions say that you're the best caretaker if your Tamagotchi stays alive for 23 or more Tamagotchi years, and I guess 1 day is one Tamagotchi year.
And then what happened? Did, like, the Tamagotchi, like, fly, go to college, you know? Or is it just like, no, it will die after 23 days?
No, it moves back in with you.
And you nope. you guys did amazing. That was fantastic. You know
this
a lot.
Is so much fun.
You know a great. Lot of stuff.
Well, I think we got most answers wrong, so maybe we don't know as much as we thought.
Coming up, Jonathan and I will pitch some new film concepts to actor Hung Chow from HBO's Watchmen and the series Homecoming. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.